This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. I've already seen the drills out in the fields planting what I'm assuming is soybeans. In southeast Kansas, we are usually the first in the state to plant soybeans, but we are always the last to harvest. And correspondingly, we also plant the highest variety group number to capitalize on our longer growing seasons and usually more rainy falls. Seeding rates in nearly any crop should be planted by seeds per acre rather than by pounds per acre. Planting by pounds of seed per acre is how the planter is regulated in the field, but this needs to be calculated out with number of seeds per pound, as different varieties have different size of beans. Planting by pounds instead of number of seeds could lead to planting over or under by 25% in soybeans. Fortunately, unlike corn, which is very controlled by seeding rates, soybeans have a much greater ability to compensate in various seeding rates. A recent study of soybean seeding rates and yields also showed a wide variability of seeding rates over different yield environments, resulted in a near maximum yield. Unlike corn, that generally has a higher plant density to achieve a maximum yield in better environments, the soybean study showed that the optimal plant density was higher in the low yielding environment. The medium and high yielding environment optimal plant density was around 77 to 115,000, while the low yielding environment optimal density was between 110 to 144,000. The study showed that it wasn't a lower rate of plant survival in the low yielding environment, but because higher plant density was needed to compensate for the loss in cropability when there was less rain. Soybean optimal plant densities need to increase slightly in an expected low yield environment to reduce the risk of yield loss, while it's better to save some seed cost in the high yield environments. Soybean planted later than ideal also need a higher population due to a low growth and yield potential. Soybeans are great at compensating, increasing their size and yield if they have room to do so, but at a certain point they just compete with each other and increase the risk of lodging and disease development. Keep in mind that this study was shown in a number of plants per acres. Actual seeding rates need to be increased by the difference in seeding germination rates. Soybean seeding rates are adjusted by plant survival rates, soil conditions, planting dates, and some guessing of what the upcoming season will be. The Kansas Crop Improvement Association can test your stored soybean seeds and determine the germination and stress test potential to be successful for the upcoming season. Bring about a pound and a half of seed into your local extension office and we can help you send off the sample. Soybean seed is expensive, and soybean seeds with new technologies even more so. So give the soybeans the room and fertility they need to achieve their maximum potential. A publication on seeding rates over this study is available from K-State Research and Extension. If you need any help finding it or any other help with soybean planting, please give me a call, 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.